We are here at the Commodity Classic Trade Show. With me is Kip Cullors, who I like to refer to as our celebrity grower out of Missouri. And here especially, people stop you all over the place, don't they? Because Kip broke his own record. He is a two-time world champion soybean yield grower. And Kip, yesterday we had the Secure Optimum Yield breakfast, the soy breakfast, and you gave your Kip's tips, because as far as your average yield last year, above and beyond your record yield, was what, 70-something bushels per acre?
Yeah, we made 73, 74 bushels acre across the farm, and it's all double crop beans, but you know, it's really not that difficult to do that. We do four simple things, like I tell everybody all the time, is number one, you want to plant the best varieties, best genetics for your farm, your situation. Then we want to come back and protect with an insecticide, fungicide, and we are using Optimize on the seed treatment. Also, the next thing we do is we eliminate the weeds real early, because you let your weeds get 2 inches tall, you lose 15% of your yield potential. It's out the window, non-recoverable. The last thing we're doing is at R2, R3, we're hitting these soybeans with 6 ounces of headline and 3 ounces of respect as a pyrethroid. And those four simple things, all of our double crop soybeans average 73, 74 bushels across the entire farm, half irrigated, half dry land.
And so is your theory that basically any grower can do the same thing that you're doing?
Exactly. You know, and soybeans now is $15. So, my gosh, you can spend a little to make a bunch. I mean, it's a simple economics nowadays.
Well, what about corn, too? Because you're also high-yielding in corn on your farm.
Yeah, we won 2 national championships this year on corn. Same thing, same thought process. Plant the best genetics for your area. Protect with fungicide and insecticide program, and don't let your weeds get out of control. Real simple things to do.
Well, when you were showing some of the slides, when you do your presentation, you show a lot of slides from your farm, and you were showing your corn plants and saying how they're green all the way up. You were talking about the dry and die, was that?
Yeah, it's all about plant health. You have to decide. There's two programs to be on. You're either on the die and dry program or the yield program, and the person just has to decide which one they want to do. You're going to have to put up a little greenness, but to make big, big yields, a plant should naturally be green whenever it's totally mature.
Well, of course, you know, this all goes to one of the biggest variables with any farmer is the weather. Do you think that is what, you know, holds growers back sometime, or is it just simply just not using the best management practices that they can?
Well, a lot of it's just got to do is to do everything you know right and then hope Mother Nature cooperates with you. But, you know, the fungicides will help you get through dry spells. You know, just plant health. I just don't know how to preach that enough.
Plant health is what it's all about. And, of course, you did have a little bit of weather problems on issues on your farm last year, right?
Oh, yeah. Last spring, we were just getting pounded by all that rain. I think we had about 100 inches of rain in April, May, and June for the whole year. We had some record-breaking rain. But then July 6th, it quit raining, and it got hot, and it stayed dry until August 23rd. But, you know, if you have a healthy plant, you know, it's just a neat, look at it this way. If you feel good, you want to produce, the plant's the same way. If it feels good, it wants to produce.
What else would you tell growers as far as, one of the other things you do is you work with specialists. You work with extension agents, and you work with the grower reps, with the chemical company reps. How would you recommend other growers doing that as well?
Oh, yes. We live in Missouri, and we're really, really lucky. We got Bill Webo, Dale Blevins, both there. Both of them guys will drop what they're doing and talk to any grower about any time there is, time prevented, if they don't have something going on. But you know, I guarantee you Missouri is very lucky with those two guys in the state of Missouri. And another thing is like Pioneer, I work with Pioneer, I work with BASF, I work with EMD. All of their guys, all the research people, all of them is very, very willing to talk to anybody.
So you're not in this alone. You've got a lot of partners out there.
Oh, I have help all over the United States. Pella Peterson, Iowa State, Roger Elmore, Iowa State, all these guys. No, I don't do this alone. I have lots and lots of help that helps me do this, because I'm not near this smart.
And they're out there for growers as well. They're not in it alone either, right?
Exactly. They want to learn from me like I want to learn from them, and they're all very, very willing to help.
Now, also yesterday, we presented the first Kip Colors Scholarship Award. It went to a young lady who seems to be extremely bright. She's a high school senior, and so this was for her college. And you made some comments about how it felt to have a scholarship named after you already.
Yeah, it's really nice now that I'm not even dead yet. And I've got a scholarship named after me, but you know, it is an honor to have that scholarship named after me, BFS. I really appreciated that. And, you know, the wonderful thing about this is we still have young people wanting to get into agriculture, and it's great. I believe in layman terms, she wants to be a gene shuffler. And, you know, we need very, very bright people. They don't need to go in the computer industry. We need them in agriculture just like they do in computers and everything else.
And I think that the Soybean Association mentioned the fact that the reason why they named it after you was because you're always learning, that you always want to... You know, you don't ever think you know it all.
No, I definitely don't know it all. And that's the reason I have to tap all these smart brains that's way smarter than me to help me to achieve all this stuff. And, you know, the more young people we get in there, the more brains that gives me to tap into.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much. Kip Colors, always a pleasure to see you here at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.